Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Just waiting for some more folk to hop on here. I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. And when I tell you, my guest was on, which was Tina Johnson. Oh, my God. And we talked about stepping out beyond your fears. Hi, Susan. Good morning. How are you, Susan? How you feeling? Amen. Happy resurrection to everyone. Just see who else hopped on here. I see another name, but let me see. Good morning, good morning. This thing acts so crazy sometimes, guys. Good morning, Mom. How are you? Just waiting for some more folk to hop on. How was everybody's Easter? Amen and amen. Amen. Hi, Darlene. How are you? How are you? Your grandbaby is getting so big. Oh, my gosh. And so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get started on this morning because I'm only on here for 30 minutes this morning. I don't know, have you all noticed? I don't know, Susan, have you noticed or not, in my mom, but my show had been going on for like 45 minutes. It's been going for 45 minutes. And you know, when I first started years ago, it was only 30 minutes. Amen. So hi, Sandy, good morning. So on this morning, it's only going to be 30 minutes on this morning. Amen, unless the Lord says so differently. But on this morning, talking about last week, oh, my God, I had a guest on, which was Tina Johnson. We definitely got to pick up and do a part two because we was talking about living beyond your fears. Oh, my God, it was so good, living beyond your fears. And it's something where you can listen to other people's testimony. But on today, we're going to be talking about trash to treasure, trash to treasure. I really don't like when I've been hearing it, trash to treasure, or to somebody's, I think, what is that, somebody's trash or somebody else's treasure. Oh, my God, but it's just so crazy when people think of you, and it is so true, because sometimes when people may throw you away and feel like you're trash, you're somebody's treasure to somebody else. So don't let people define you of who you are. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. Oh, God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your new mercy shining through, God. We love you. We love you. And touch everyone here, Father God, their families that's on this call on today, those who are dialed in through Blog Talk Radio, those who are on YouTube, good morning to you, the ones who are dialed in, good morning. And God, continue to touch everyone, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, like, subscribe, share this broadcast to someone, you guys, and spread the word. Amen. So on this morning, talking about the woman with the issue of blood, and it's so crazy because sometimes people actually, it's like, it's so crazy because what I have been experiencing through my journey, and I know you all can attest to this,
sometimes you may feel like when you walk in the room, it's an elephant that just walked in the room. What they say, a pink elephant or something that just walked in the room, meaning that you are so weird. You don't look like everybody else that's in the room. You don't fit. You can go sometimes to the doctor's office and look at you like, huh. You can be in a church service. You can be on your job in the community, on a bus stop, walk in a store. And sometimes people may feel like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'm not dressing like I should be in this store. But yes, I should be in this store. If I have money to spend to be in this store and I'm purchasing something, I have every right to be here. So just be mindful of how people look at you. And I'm not saying pay them in mind, but I'm just saying in terms of just self-esteem, just knowing that you're beautiful, knowing that God created you to be something great, and you are great. So on this morning, I'm going to come to you for this our scripture reading on this morning, and I'm coming from Mark chapter 5. And it's beginning with the 25th verse. And this is the woman with the issue of blood who bled for 12 years. And back then in that culture, I'll get into that in just one moment. So I'm going to just read a couple of scriptures for you. So Mark chapter 5, verse 25 says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse." So this woman who bled for 12 years spent all of her money. I mean, the finances, resources, exhausted, tapped out, went from doctor to doctor. And instead of her condition getting better, it got worse. Verse 27 said, "When she had heard of Jesus, Verse 27 says, "When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I just touch his clothes, I know I will be whole. I know I will be healed." So in other versions, this is King James versions, in other versions it says, "You just touched the hem of his garment." But she said, "If I would just touch his clothes, I know I will be made whole." So in her mind, when she heard about Jesus and how he was a healer, hallelujah, and I know some of us on here can attest of him being a healer, she said, "If I could just touch just the hem of his garment, I can touch his clothes, I know." But see, it was in her press. It said that when she pressed in, I love it, because she had to press in to get through to him. And because there were so many people around him, he knew somebody touched him. And he said, "Who touched me?" His disciple says, "No, it's the large multitude that's around you." But let me tell you something. Jesus knows who touched him. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. Amen. Verse 29 says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed from that plague. She said from his touch, she felt that she was healed on the inside. But see, it was her faith that made her believe, "I know I'm whole. I know if I just get to Jesus, I know everything will be okay." Verse 30 said, "And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press." Ooh, I just love that word, in the press, and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And I know the Lord wanted to say, "I know who touched me." Amen. He says, and he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, she was so afraid, y'all, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she said, she came and fell down before him to the Lord all the truth, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith." You hear that? He said to her in verse 34, and he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. So I'm read from Mark chapter 5, verse 25 and 34. But I love it. But when they talk about the press, this woman had oppressed. So even though when she seen Jesus walking in, because there was so many people pulling on him, she had to go on her knees to go below to touch the hem of his clothes. Because, see, if she would have went through, ooh, Jesus, thank you. If she would have went through it one way trying to get to Jesus, she wouldn't have gotten to him that way. So she went around another way to get to Jesus, and that was bending down, pressing in down on the ground where ain't nobody was down on the ground. So she made sure that she crawled because that's how bad she wanted. And last week when we talked about living beyond your fears, when you want things that bad, when you want it that bad, hallelujah, you will go climb mountains. You will go across the country when you want it that bad. And when that woman heard where he was going to be, all her funds was exhausted. And see, sometimes that's what happens. We go around a whole mulberry bush just to get to stuff and knowing that everything got to be exhausted before we say, Jesus, help. Because some, and I'm not so I'm talking about this woman here. I'm talking about just using other situations that wanting something so bad, and we do everything we could possibly do to get it, and then we wind up having to go to Jesus. Why not go to him in the first place, before you go around in the mulberry bush trying to get to something? Don't you know Jesus is all powerful? He's all knowing, omnipresent. Hallelujah. He is God. He is the I am. Hallelujah. So, and sometimes we do that before we say, God, I surrender. Look, that's my own testimony right there, because I'd be like, God, I surrender. What do you want me to do, Father? Because sometimes we do all of those things instead of going to God. It's just saying, God, I surrender, okay. And once you surrender your life to God, everything will work itself out. Sometimes we try to handle situations. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, God. Handle situations on our own instead of letting God handle it for us. Okay, God's going to drive the plane. Okay, God's going to drive the boat. He's going to drive the ship. He's going to drive the car. He's going to drive the bus for you. But sometimes we try to handle situations on our own instead of taking it to God. You take it to God first, you don't have to stress yourself out. You ain't got to bother yourself. All you got to do is say, God, I thank you. Do your part and let God do the rest. And let me tell you something, that will take a whole lot of stress off of you. God knows the right timing. He knows the right place. He knows when it's time to move. When it's time to stand still, He knows everything. But what I love about this woman is that she knew that she couldn't get to Jesus one way, so she went around another way to get to it. That's just like trying to get to your dream and your goals, and you feel like you're too old to get this thing accomplished. And it may not have worked one way, but you go around another way to get to it, and then it will work that way. Hallelujah. That's a living testimony right there for me, because sometimes in life I had tried to get to things one way, but God had me go another way to get it. But sometimes you got to humble yourself to get to that thing that God wants you to get to. Humble yourself on the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Humble yourself on the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. And that's why we have to do. Don't you know he will exalt you in due time? He will. He will. He will. But sometimes we don't want to humble ourselves to get what God has for us. When God tells us it's ours, we don't want to crawl to get it. This woman said, the heck with that. I'm going to get on my knees because I need to be healed and touch the hem of his garment. See, back then when a woman, when her menstrual was on, or if any type of discharge or bleeding, she was deemed as ceremonially defiled. So she could not go into certain places, and people could not be around her. So can you imagine the ceremony defiled? Nobody wants to be around you. People can't touch you, because to them, when a woman was on her menstrual cycle, even if it was a discharge and wasn't her menstrual cycle, because she was bleeding, people felt like, oh my God, they was deemed as defiled. They also, they was deemed unclean. They was unclean. They was unclean. They was unclean. So anything that she touched or she sat on and somebody else sat on there, they had to wash their clothes, bathe themselves, and they wasn't pure until the evening time. So imagine going after a woman whose cycle is on, or even if she having a discharge from illness, but it's a flow of blood, and if she sat on the couch and you sat on the couch too, forget it. You got to go wash yourself, wash your clothes, and you couldn't be, come out until the evening time. And then also, as long as, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. What I love about God is that this woman said, if I could just get to Jesus. See, Jesus was a miracle worker. On top of that, he looked past and he broke all of those barriers for us. And in terms of being women, he broke a lot of barriers for men, for women. And he said, hey, we equal. Be equal. But even though in that culture, if women was classified as like second class citizens, you know, or they wasn't equal to a man, but Jesus crossed all those barriers when he came. That's why they loved him so much. The women loved him so much. Men loved him too, but it's like something special with women and Jesus. Oh my God. But what I love about it is that this woman, even though she had an issue of blood and she bled for 12 years, so 12 years, nobody wanted to be around her. Because they would be deemed unclean. They'll be like, no, I'm unclean being around you. So that means no family members, no close friends, no relatives, friends, all that stuff was out the door. So imagine being lonely like that for 12 years because your cycle is constantly on and you're bleeding now. And people can't be around you because then they will be, you know, as they will be considered unclean. So just imagine it. You know, folks don't like to do nothing for you in your way half the time. So just imagine this woman being around them. So that means that they felt like I'm going to be inconvenienced because I can't be around you. I got to wash my clothes. I got to bathe myself again. Can't come out to the evening time. And then, but this woman took a chance. And even though she may have been trashed to somebody else, but she was Jesus' treasure. Jesus looked at her life like she was beautiful and like she had everything all put together because she did. So, and it's something because when God gave me this topic, trash to treasure, it's because some people look at us like this. Could you imagine if somebody constantly looking at this woman, I don't want you to be around me. You don't look like us. You don't, you know, and you're unclean. And on top of that, you're sick. And you know how people talk, and sometimes if you have a disability, sometimes folks will look upon you and frown upon you because you're disabled, or maybe you're a big elephant that walked in the room, a pink elephant that walked in the room, so they don't want to be around you when folks know your story, when they know your testimony, when they know things that been happening with how you used to live, how you used to be, and folks don't want to be around you. That's something when folk would keep put a foot on your neck because they feel like you're not delivered or feel like, and even if you have told your family members, I have changed my life, I'm no longer the same. Even if they've seen it, that you've been clean for years, they see have you been living a certain type of life for years, a better life for yourself, and folks still looking at you like, I know, I don't want to be around you. So imagine this woman, for 12 years, nobody wanted to be around her. But see, she was living beyond her fears because even though people probably were talking to her, laying her out, saying all kind of bad words to her because she was around and what you doing out, you should be home. No, this woman said, I want to be healed. This woman said, no, I know that this is better. So she had to live beyond her fears. Don't allow people to keep telling you what you did last night, what you did a year ago. If God has forgiven you for your sins, then it's okay. You're forgiven. So you want to prove yourself to nobody. But look how long we live because people still consider us as that old person who we used to be. Oh, you used to be a whore. Oh, you used to be a drug addict. Oh, you used to be a terrible mom. Oh, you used to cuss all the time. Oh, you used to steal. Oh, you used to just be a bad person, negative energy, can't have my man around you, thought you took my man, all kind of stuff, you know. People just look at you because they feel like you don't fit in the room. You don't fit with everybody else. Stop allowing people to make you feel like you're trash. Don't you know you God's treasure? Don't you know you are beautiful? You are a diamond. And God has forgiven you. If you have repented for your sins, God has forgiven you. Don't you know that? Don't allow people to keep you in prison no longer because of their fault, because of what they say how you was years ago, or because I knew you way back when. Okay, well, I'm a new person. Every man in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Don't let nobody keep you bound up in that same situation you was years ago. Okay, well, that they said I was a cheater then. I'm no longer a cheater. I'm living a good life. But this woman did something that nobody else did. This woman said, I don't care. I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to crawl until I get to the master because I know there's better for me. People want to keep me locked up in the house, but I know that there's better for me. And what did he say? He said, daughter, he says, thy faith has made thee whole and thy plague is no more, because it was her faith that she believed. Even when they thought that she was trash, she said, I'm going to get up from this place. And that's another thing. We live off of people's words that they feed us. I'm talking about this a year or two ago about stop catching people's stones. Every time they throw a stone at you, you stop carrying people's stones. You be carrying it, all the words that they said to you. Stop carrying other people's mess. God delivered you. You are delivered. Hallelujah. You are delivered. Hallelujah. You are a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new when you're in Jesus. So stop living in the past. Stop living how people boxed you in of how you was yesterday or last night or a year ago. If you change your life over yesterday, okay, yesterday, today is a brand new day. But it was in the press of this woman. It is, the Bible says, in her press. Her press, she pressed in, y'all. You all got to press in. Keep pushing and press in. God loves you, and he's here for you, and he's a deliverer, and I love it. Stop going around in a circle and give it to God. Because I know some of you probably going around in a circle for some things in your life and going around a circle, and God is like, I am here. I'm waiting for you. He is waiting for you. Give it to him and relax. Give it to him and relax. Give it to him and relax. He's so powerful. He's so mighty. Hallelujah. And I love his word. And said his word is like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. And we're reading his word today. Hallelujah. So you're nobody's trash. You are a treasure. You are a gem. You are a diamond. Stop allowing folk to pigeonhole you and make you feel like you can't rise up from where you are. Okay, maybe you're a partier. Okay, well, I stopped partying yesterday. So what, you still want to have me labeled as that? Don't allow folk to label you. And every time they throw a stone, don't carry it. Let it go. Let it go. Don't even allow it to even penetrate in the inside, their words to hurt you. So even though this woman may have been considered defiled, and then after the flow of the menstrual, you have to count off 7 days. And then on the eighth day, you have to take pigeons or two turtles and give it to the priest. This is after your flow of your menstrual. This is what the woman had to do. But see, when Jesus came, he was a sacrifice. Lord have mercy, I thank you. Woo, Jesus, he is the sacrifice. He died for us on the cross so we may have everlasting life. Hallelujah. See, nobody can keep Jesus bound. Even when they thought when he was up on the cross it was over, it ain't over because God says that it's over. And it's not over. Hallelujah. And it wasn't over then. But he did rise the third day, and I thank God that he's living among us today and that he's with us. We can feel him. We can touch him. We can just feel him. Hallelujah. He's all-powerful. So he was the sacrifice. So she no longer had to go give two turtle doves or two pigeons to the priest because Jesus was the sacrifice. But see, she took a chance, and she lived beyond her fears because she stepped out. Even when people thought that she was nasty, even when people thought that, you know, ooh, don't even come around me, but she still went. She still went. So while they was busy up here, she was busy down there. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole, but because it was her faith believing it, and she did it. Somebody else prideful would have been like, I'm not getting on my knees. I just won't be healed. I just won't have my healing. I just won't be delivered today. What? Let me tell you something. I had to go some places that people didn't want to go for a blessing, but I did it because I needed it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. you do what you got to do, you know. And it's so crazy because when my children were little and when I separated from their father, my ex-husband, I was like, Lord, I'm not working. My kids don't have no medical. Do you think I wanted to go down to that welfare office? Do you think I wanted to go down there? I didn't get food stamps or anything like that, but I needed insurance for them. So guess who walked yourself down there? Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And they know me in there? No, they knew of my in-laws, you know, but, you know, in terms of, to them, they had money, so they were like, we know who you are. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, this is like a true story. I have no insurance for my kids. I'm like, okay, he's not helping me. But did I want to go in that welfare? Not want to go there? No. But what is welfare? It's public assistance to assist you when you're in need, right? Okay, well, I was in need of health insurance for my children. So, yes, I had to go. No, they wasn't on it for the rest of their lives. But guess what? I had to go until things got better. So I'm just saying, well, you want to be blessed so my children can be covered. Health is important. So, yes, I walked up in there, and I said to myself, it's not going to be always. It's only for a little bit. And with this public assistance is here for to assist me while I'm in need. I have no job, and my kids have to have health insurance. So I walked myself down there. I put my product. And let me tell you something. I put my pride aside, but that's what I'm saying, going places that you don't want to go. But I knew that I had to get insurance for my kids, and I could not afford it because I wasn't working. This woman exhausted all of her finances. Every doctor she went to, she was tapped out. No more doctors. And she said, wait a minute, I hear Jesus is a healer, and he's going to be around in my town? Okay, well, guess what? I'm going to go meet him wherever he's at. I'm going. Even if he's not in my town, I'm going because I need to get him. I need to get to him. But when she couldn't get to him one way, she went another way to get to him. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. All those people, multitude of people around him, but she was made whole. So I'm saying sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone. And you got to do some things that may look crazy to other folks. Or some folks may say, oh, you got to put your pride aside. She humbled herself and got on her knees and touched the hem of his garment. The hem of his garment is at the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. On the ground, near the ground, right? Yeah, uh-huh. So you know she had to get on her knees to touch him, but she touched him. And look, Jesus, she was healed immediately. Woo, glory be to God. I know my mama on here rejoicing, just healed immediately. Woo, Jesus, I'm telling you, it's so crazy because I remember my mom reading the scripture. I don't know where we were at, and she was reading this past scripture. She read it with so much power. She did the seven last word, one of the seven last words at her church. I was so proud of my mom. She preached. You okay? She like, I'm not a preacher. Yeah, you're a missionary, and you preach the gospel. You don't have to have a title behind your name to preach and to spread the good news of the gospel. So that's what I'm saying. But was it always like that, that I had to have welfare insurance? No, I did not. For my kids, no, I did not. Mm-mm. You know, when things got better and I started working, yeah. But right then, what am I going to do? I got, my children need to be covered, right? Okay. So I put my pride aside and I went. So this woman put her pride aside and she got on her knees and she touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when don't think it's strange or let folk make you feel like it's strange when you come out of your comfort zone to do some stuff such to other. I'm talking about legal stuff, y'all. I just throw that joke in here. Yeah, amen. To make you feel that, you know, oh my God, you look crazy to do something like that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to get what's mine. I remember you're wrapping up, y'all, but I remember years ago I received an email. And Colin Perry at the time was sending like email with encouraging words, and I was like on the mailing list, and something came through, and he said, you know, he said, the key is not to forget about your dream. If you can't get to it one way, you got to go around another way to get to it. But the key is not to forget about it. The key is that sometimes you can't get to your dream one way. You got to go another way to get to your dream. But the key is not to forget about the dream. Hold on to it. You just got to go another direction to get to it. Whew, so this is this woman. She had to go another direction to get to it. So she couldn't walk with him because there was too many people around him. So she went where nobody else was going to be, down on the ground. Hallelujah. Humbled herself. Sometimes you gotta humble yourself. But just know that you're nobody's trash. You are God's treasure. And when you walk into that room, you deserve to be there, and you should be there. If you walk into that market and folk looking at you all strange, I deserve to be here. Why? Because I'm paying for my own food. I deserve to be here. And plus, it's a public property, right? Yes. You walk into that clothing store, they may feel like you're not dressed up to par, but guess what? If I'm in the store, that means I can buy some merchandise that's in the store, correct? So don't allow folk to make you feel like that. Even in church, people may feel like, oh, you're not a part of this group. Okay, but I'm a part of God's group. And you hold your head up high. And on the job, the same thing. They don't want to eat lunch with you, fine. Eat lunch by yourself. But guess what? You deserve to be on the job. You got the qualifications for it. I don't care if somebody else got higher credentials than you. You on the job. You got it right where you deserve to be there. It's your job. It's your place. It's your place where you work. Hallelujah. It's your place of worship. It's your community that God blessed you to be able to live there. Amen. Hallelujah. So my podcast is over. So I want to pray. I thank God for you all joining on today. Just know that you are nobody's trash. You are God's treasure, and don't let nobody pigeonhole you or make you feel like what you did last night is still holding over your head. As long as Jesus has forgiven you, come up out of that. Stop being what people said that you are. You are King's King. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. You are a King's kid. Ooh, that was yesterday. That was last year. That was 20 years ago. Hallelujah. Ooh, and I know it's hurtful. I know it's easier said than done when people throw rocks and stones at you. I know it's not an easy place. But you got to know you changed. I don't care if you changed an hour ago. You changed. Hallelujah. You changed, man of God. You changed, woman of God. Woo, glory. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your word, and I thank you, God, for your blessings. I thank you, God, for your security. I thank you for loving this morning. We love ourselves, God. I thank you for being God. God, continue to give us traveling mercies, Father God, whether we're flying, whether we're driving, whether we're walking, God, whether we're on a boat, Father God, a ship, a plane, a car. God, protect us and keep us. God, we do love you, God. Woo, Jesus, glory be to God. We thank you, God. God, we love you. We love you. We love you, God, on today. God, we thank you, God, for loving us, that we are nobody's trash, but we are your treasure, God. Continue to lift our spirits up. Encourage us on today, God. Lift us up, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, touch our self-esteem, God, to let us know that we are worth it and that we are enough, that we are enough. We thank you for healing on today, Father. Touch those family members that's on here, Father God, the family members of those who are on this podcast. Continue to go through the whole family. Touch them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are on YouTube, those who have dialed in, those who are on Facebook Live, God. God, we do thank you, Jesus, for being God all by yourself. We thank you for dying on the cross. We may have everlasting life. We say, thou word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. We love you, Father. We love you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that you are victorious. Know that God loves you. If you want to check out some of my products that's on my page, you can go to www.hopevictorious.com, hopevictorious.com. I love you all. I see you all next Tuesday. I won't be on next Tuesday, but I'll be on the following Tuesday. I believe that's May 3rd I'll be on. But I'll post replays where you can watch replays. And I may just do the show in the evening. I'm not sure, but just stay tuned and just keep looking at my Hope Victorious page, and you'll see announcements up there. So God bless you all. I love you. Have a wonderful day. I'm getting ready to hop off of here. Amen. Amen. So I'll go back and I'll look at the comments and I'll come back on you. I'll come back on and hi, Terry. Hi, Reverend Camille. My cousin, I'm going to see who else is on here. I'm going to try to call these names out on here. Sometimes I can't see everybody. I love y'all too. Hi, Dana. Amen and amen.
Hi, Ms. V. Hi, Evangelist Renee. Hi, Donna. How are you? Forgot anybody. Hi, Sandy. I'll go back over. Hi, Darlene, and look at my names again. Hi, Susan. Amen. I'll go back over the names. Amen. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day. Amen. And see you all next week. Amen. Hi, Michelle. Amen. Amen. So God bless you all. See you next week. Bye.